9:30 on a Thursday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and the low price brake guarantee. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, a little windy, but other than that, unless you're driving a high profile vehicle and you're going north south and the wind is blowing west.
You can feel it, definitely. You can feel the wind out there, and it has been blowing pretty good, but it's springtime.
So. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Let's go fly a kite.
That's right. It may be a little windy for that.
Yeah, that could be.
But, lots going on this time of year.
It's still truck month, right?
Springtime. It is still truck month. We've got great deals on all our Ford trucks and SUVs, and it's a great time of year to buy on that. Ford's puts a lot of incentives on the trucks this time of year in our region. This is a big time of year in Oklahoma and Texas is where the truck month is centered this time of year, and so it's a... We've got great inventory, got the 2019s in stock and ready to go. Just a few 2018s left now.
Okay.
There's a lot of great incentives on our car products, too. Mustang, Taurus, Fusion, Focus, all of them have great rebates on them, discounts. You can check all that out on our website at dungischoice.com. We've got our internet prices up on virtually everything all the time. We're constantly dialing that in, trying to get, we have these great tools that help us analyze the price of vehicles similarly around us, and so we really try to have a market-based price at all times on all our vehicles there online.
It's probably more years than I realize, but you were among the first dealerships, at least in the area, to put that cart on your website where you could buy your car online.
Yeah, and we've come so far these days is in that, and you see that in the industry with companies like... say Carvana. I mean, definitely advertises that they're in Oklahoma now. Mm-hmm. They don't have a dealership in Oklahoma, which is interesting. Their closest dealership is in Dallas.
But you can buy it here, but you got to go to Dallas to pick it up.
They've got billboards in Oklahoma.
Okay, well, so does Dallas Public Schools, but
that's right. But it's a different world. We do a lot of the process of selling cars online today. We do stuff like delivering cars to people all the time, where we take them to their house to test drive or to their office. We may come do a trade evaluation at your place of work or wherever you want us to meet. I mean, we're trying to make it less complicated for our consumers, for our customers, and simple. That's what simple and fast. That's the idea these days.
Well, and of course, you've always worked to try to make sure that you had exactly the car the customer was looking for and willing to go do a little bit of looking and pick up the vehicle if necessary to make sure that the customer had what they were looking for.
No, that's right, and that's a challenge sometimes in today's world. There's so many trim levels and different models that. We can't stock exactly everything, but we really do try to dial it in and have what most people want. We go out and search the entire country if we have to find what you need if we don't have it. We also have a great inventory of used vehicles. That's something that we also spend a lot of time on acquiring all kind of brands and types of vehicles. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really want to avoid that depreciation on a new vehicle that happens when you drive it off the lot. Used car vehicles are great way to go on that. And with today's certification programs, you can get similar peace of mind that you get with a new vehicle. It is broken in a little bit. It's got some, usually a little bit of wear and tear, but you can save thousands on a used car. We've got great inventory right now, late model stuff, trucks, Explorers, F-150, Chevy Silverados, and a Nissan Murano, 2018 Edge. You can check them out all online. Many of these priced well below market value, and I'm looking at some now, a 2018 Taurus that's $3,600 below market value.
Wow.
A 2018 RAV4 that's $1,800 or more below market value. These are all Q-certified vehicles, which means they come with a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you, right in the price there. We've got a 2018 Journey. That's $2,800 below NADA retail value. That's just 19.9. It's only got 13,445 miles on it. So it's a great value. And that's what you'll find at Dungis in our used car lot.
And frequently they are local cars. You know the maintenance history of those vehicles on many of those cars.
Right.
Through your We Will Buy Your Car program.
Through the We Will Buy Your Car program and the 995 oil change together. That is where we acquire a lot of our vehicles, is right off the service drive and from our customer base. So we do know the service histories of those vehicles. So, you know, we go to auctions and buy them off lease vehicles and stuff like that too. But we try to stay away from the traditional rental cars and stuff like that. We just feel like that local cars that we know the service history on are better, and they're really desirable to our customers too. They have different content usually than the rental cars mm-hmm. have.
Yeah, typically a lot of the rental cars don't have some of the features that the consumer is looking for. They're great for fleet vehicles and that
right.
sort of thing. But
that's right. And you know, we call them program cars, mm-hmm. and they're great value too. But these are one owner cars typically from the local market that we know and have serviced. They're cars people bought new often and from us, and that's a great kind of a situation when we really know who originally owned it and all the service history. That's a great, great situation.
Well, again, whether it's a new or used Ford or Lincoln, or whether you're looking at a brand new Toyota, you've got the inventory and the experience to get what people are looking for.
Well, it is important to know that our brands, those are our best partners too, and they really make a great product. They stand behind it. And if you are in the market for a car right now, I'd come check us out.
I'm sorry, but
it's all right. I wanted to also mention the team in the body shop. I was looking out there yesterday talking to them, and they're literally busy this time of year.
But I thought you were just going to talk about spring hailstorms. I wasn't.
No. I mean, what was interesting is I was looking at a new measuring system that we're looking at that'll go onto our frame machine. You know, traditionally we spend. When a car gets hit hard, you want to measure and make sure everything's lined up right. And mm-hmm. we're one of the shops in town that has the right equipment to get that done on vehicles that do have major hits. We have a great chief frame machine and guys that are really great at working on your vehicle that way. These new measuring systems, though, allow us to do it electronically and really know exactly pinpoint where what what shape your vehicle's in. Mm-hmm. Even after a small accident, we can get up there and just make sure that the damage is contained in the area that it looks like it is. Sometimes when you have an impact, damage can ripple through the vehicle and sometimes we don't even identify it in our first estimate. That's not typical because we're experts and try to sure. dig deeper, but
human beings are involved.
Yeah, I mean, they are involved and machines are complex. So this just enhances our ability to do a better estimate and to repair your vehicle exactly the way it should be to OEM specifications, which is our goal. I mean, that's the hardest thing in a body shop is understanding, what we're doing there. We're taking a car and putting it back into OEM specs. And that's something we have to work with your insurance company on, make sure we get the right parts. So they're going to want to do it as low as cost as possible. So it's really important that you work with a good body shop that understands and has this technology so that they can get your car back to its original shape, and it helps hold the value. We work with all insurance companies, so that's really I thought exciting. And the measuring system's really cool too. It's a computer based system that actually goes on the frame machine, and it measures these points on every vehicle. It's got every vehicle made around the world in a database in there, and it has the specs for that vehicle from the manufacturer, OEM specs, and measures with an actual robotic arm that goes to each point and then traps it on the computer so we can see exactly what shape the vehicle's in and if it lines up the way that it was intended to originally.
That's great, because I think the traditional wisdom from decades ago would say once it was in an accident of any shock at all, the frame was sprung and it was never going to be the same.
Yeah, no, that isn't necessarily the case today. I mean, a lot of times vehicles are made collapse when you have an impact in mm-hmm. a certain area, but then to absorb that and not have it spread through the rest of the vehicle. A lot of that's for your sake, of course, as an occupant of the vehicle. They want to absorb the energy before it gets into the cabin of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. But it also can keep the vehicle from the shock of the impact from impacting the rest of the vehicle behind it. So you might be able to isolate that to the front part of the vehicle, for instance.
That's why you've got an ICAR silver platinum certified.
Platinum certified, yeah. No, I think we are platinum certified still. And but that's something we don't often talk about, the technology behind things there in that. I mean, we talk about it in the cars, but a lot of what we do is technology in the shop, right? We've got all kinds of tools and things like that on the Toyota and Ford side that help us fix your vehicles and get them right back on the road the way you need them.
Well, that's why the people go to Dungis to have their work done. Also because I think through your community involvement, the number of organizations, the nonprofits, the local involvement of the dealership and its employees, that they're involved in what's going on in the community. They just don't go home and typically park themselves in front of the set.
Well, that's something I hear from people all the time, too, and that's great that you say that, because it is something that we take great pride in, and I've been interviewing people the last couple weeks, and I keep hearing that from our applicants, that we're the only, you know, dealer that's been around in town anymore, and that we are a third generation dealer in Bartlesville, and and our reputation is critical to us, so we work real hard to protect that. But being involved in the community is something I take great pride in and want to do all the time. I've got my friend Rick Lloyd here this morning from the Price Tower Arts Center. Say hi, Rick.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, I do these abrupt introductions in the show, so just to surprise people, I think.
Well, it's
a signature of the show.
It is. It dates back from when Buffalo Dale would drop in on us semi-unexpectedly. And
that's
and
right. Knock on the door, and we'd have him in, and we never knew what would happen then. But Rick's a little more predictable than Dale, perhaps.
I think
that's a compliment.
It's his financial background, I think, but we're... Or maybe it's just the nonprofit community, either way.
Well, the regular listeners to the show know that the Price Tower is a special place to me, and I've been on the board there for many years and had a great friendship with Pete Silas, who was our chairman for a long time, and Rick served on the board with me for a few years and has recently accepted the position of executive director when Scott Ambler had to retire or move on back to his firm after his partner passed away. But Rick, tell us about your first couple months here at the Price Tower as a full-time employee and working there. How are things going?
Things are going great, and I appreciate the opportunity to be the executive director and be in that position. Like you said, I've been on the board, been involved in the Right Chef competition for a couple of years.
Of course, you've been in the community for a long time. We were your time at Truity.
Right.
Been involved in lots of organizations, I know, through the years. So people know you, but it's been a busy time here. It always is at the Tower, but we've just had the gala. Lots of stuff coming up, too. I know we've got a groundbreaking coming on the Tower Center at Unity Square. We've got Egg Drop coming up, the architecture camp, all that stuff. How do you keep it straight?
Well, we have a great crew, staff that is really engaged, and, you know, they have a great passion for the Tower as well. And so I think that first and foremost is important, because they really do want the Tower to succeed. They want people to visit the Tower. One of my big objectives coming in is to get more and more people from the local community to appreciate all that is the Price Tower. There's so much that can be done there, you know, from dining. We've got our chef, who's the winner of the Right Chef competition, who's
right,
been with
chef
us.
Chef Nook.
Chef Nook from New Orleans. And he's done a great job engaging our guests in reference to his culinary elements. His menu is going to change the 1st of April.
I heard there was a new menu coming. And
so if you've liked something that's on the menu, you better get up there, because he's going to shift it up a little bit the 1st of April. But it's going to be great.
Would it be fair to say reservations are available for this weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's better to make reservations. We appreciate that. But if you don't, and you and your friends just want to come on up, or you've got guests in town and want to experience it, we've got wonderful sunsets from the 15th floor as you dine.
It is beautiful.
It is a beautiful sunset. It really is. So those are fun things. We do have the groundbreaking, which is going to be for the Tower Center at Unity Square, March the 29th. It's going to be at 11:30. We're inviting everybody. It is a community event, because it's going to be a community square. It's going to be an opportunity. I was at a city meeting yesterday,
right?
And Scott Ambler, who's the architect behind all of this, and they've been so gracious. They donated all of their fees and services to the city. to design this. And I was at a meeting yesterday where they finalized 99% of the plans, and it is going
to be stunning.
Yeah,
I was
it
there
really
also,
is stunning.
It's a beautiful design. I think people will be really impressed with it compared to the other great facilities around us. I mm-hmm. think you know it's going to be better and nicer, and partly because it sits there between the tower and the community center, ties it all together, and really creates this new center to downtown Bartlesville, a square, a place for us to gather, to have concerts and events. It's going to be a wonderful thing, and it should be open, I guess, by the fall.
Yeah, they're saying by October 31st, mm-hmm. so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things between now and then to ensure that people understand and are engaged in that, but mm-hmm. Halloween
sounds like
is
one
our
of the first stops for ghost stories.
Yes, I was going to say Halloween's going to be a whole new look downtown.
Yeah, cool.
And they're setting it up with the lighting so that even in the evenings after sunset, it's going to be a beautifully lit a destination where people can still go mm-hmm. hang out when it's, you know, when the weather's nice and not feel like, you know, you're in a dark corner of the community. So I think that's really going to be a pleasant place for people to mm-hmm. experience in the evening, especially in the summer when it's cooler in the evenings and not feel like, you know, you aren't protected or in the lighting.
And bring the family down and just make an evening of it. I think all the way around it's going to be an inviting place. We'll see. Let's give them a little bit of time, but I think let's say 2 years down the road, it's going to be busy most nights.
I think so.
Yeah, I really do. And the tower will have to adapt to that somewhat, too. I know there's kind of thoughts about what we might do down there on the first floor. And has that begun to crystallize yet? Or are you guys getting anywhere where we can talk about that?
Yeah, it's a couple of the things from the outside perspective, both of the parking spots that are right next to the tower.
The covered parking.
The covered parking. Mm-hmm. Those are both going to be closed off to traffic and will be only available for pedestrians. So those are going to give us an opportunity to set those up with tables underneath the canopies for dining opportunities. We also have a kitchen downstairs in the tower that has been used in previous years for events and things in the gallery mm-hmm. that we're going to retrofit and have available for people to walk up to be able to order drinks and have sandwiches mm-hmm. and those kind of things and kind of a take and go. So we'll be catering those kinds of things.
A little bit of the copper downstairs.
Then. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun all the way around, and like I think that'll be a great. I hadn't planned on dinner, but I feel hungry. Let's go see what they're serving tonight.
Mm-hmm. And it'll just be adjacent to the stage there, and in the center of the square.
Yes,
and
easy to get into. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to come into the building. We're going to set up. We've got the kitchen's already set up where we've got windows there that we'll be opening up for a walk-up facility where people can walk up, get something to drink, go back and, you know, enjoy it mm-hmm. on the green. They're going to have lots of seating available around the pavilion there, around the O, as they're calling it, mm-hmm. On the green. And so lots of opportunities for people to enjoy drinks or food.
One more reason to get involved with the tower.
Absolutely.
That's right. And the tower is a membership organization. You know, people, memberships start at $50, I believe. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
What do you get with a membership? What's the point of that?
Yeah, we have several different levels of membership, and it starts with just, you know, supporting and being a part of the preservation of the tower itself.
Frank Lloyd Wright's only true realized skyscraper that was ever built.
Absolutely.
Designed originally to be built in New York City, mm-hmm. Somehow made it at the end of his career to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, the tree that escaped the forest, they call it, and I can see it right out the window here. It's a beautiful structure and very, very unique to Bartlesville and world known.
It is. You know, I've lived in town for 10 years, have loved the Price Tower the entire time because I have a different perspective just because I haven't grown up with it. And, mm-hmm. you know, and so being in the tower now every day, I work on the third floor and just driving up to that and allowing myself to take advantage of what we have here in our community mm-hmm. and talking to people in the restaurant or that are taking tours of the building and hearing. I met a couple yesterday that they came to Tulsa for some events that they were involved in, mm-hmm. drove to Bartlesville because they knew the Price Tower was there. They took a tour. They came up to the restaurant. They had some beignets because they had some time before their tour, so they had some beignets and coffee before their tour.
It's
and
nice that
just,
you don't have to go all the way to Café du Monde.
You know? There you go. Yes. And so, you know, just the uniqueness of that and the flair of it, and people who really come from around the country just love it and are so intrigued by it. I was up there last night, and some gentlemen from ConocoPhillips were over. Two of them were from Bartlesville, and they brought a gentleman that had come into town from Canada, and they were proudly showing off, you know, the Price Tower, as is so great, and the gentleman from Canada was just amazed and was walking around just kind of in awe of, you know, the architectural features and just the idea of what this must have been like. And, you know, and it was originally designed in 1928.
Right.
And so the concept that something like that would have been designed back in the 20s when, you know, nothing along those lines was ever considered was truly amazing. And so when you hear the stories of how it came to fruition and what Frank Lloyd Wright's thoughts were in reference to, he hated, you know, outlets, and he didn't like seeing cords, and, you know, he didn't like seeing air conditioning vents, and, you know, how he incorporated all of those elements into his design and into the space. It really is truly unique. And
well, all of his facilities are. And the, really, you know, even the furniture is made specifically for the tower, and most of it was made here locally around Bartlesville by local craftsmen. So it's a, it is a both this internationally renowned facility, but it's a locally crafted building. And that's the kind of stuff we have going on all the time now, too, that I know one of our themes is to inspire the artists and designers and people who want to be creative. And that's, I think that that's a beautiful way to get people involved in the tower, both through our food service and the fun things we do, the tours of the historic areas. I don't know if people know that you can get an actual tour and look at Mr. Price's office that he originally had. It's been restored. There's an apartment that's been restored to its original, as close as we can get to the original, and they're great tours. And,
they really are, and we have great docents that do those. They volunteer and really take people through the concept of what it was like to have either worked in that building, you know, in the 50s or the apartment concept. One quarter of the entire building was established as two-story apartments, which now are either office spaces or three of them are hotel suites. So we have two-story hotel suites.
Originally had dentists, I think, a PSO office. There were hairdressers.
Yeah. Right.
All kinds of things have been there. And today, there's still, you know, the architecture firm. There's B Magazine is located there. You've got Glen Security. So there's offices. There's the hotel, the restaurant, and bar, plus the great exhibit area and gallery. And
amazing.
We've got a great show going on now that I don't know that's people have maybe heard about completely. But if you're into quilting and and that kind of craft, there's a show going on. Tell them a little bit about that, because it's a special show.
It's not just your typical quilt show either, you know.
No, these are unique quilts, and it's called Material Pulses, and it's from seven different quilting artists. And so they're all around the gallery. And this is an exhibit that we've had since the mid-January that's going to go through this Sunday.
So it's just a few days left.
Or Saturday, I apologize, through Saturday. So you've only got a few days left. And it really is an amazing, beautifully done, and the double-sided type quilts. One side looks, you know, one way, and it's a completely different view from the other side. So I encourage people that are, you know, interested in just the artistry of, you know, that kind of craftsmanship.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I know there's quilting clubs here, and I mean, we just wanted to get the word out on that. If just a few days left, if you want to come check it out, come on down, and we'd welcome you down there. But there'll be other stuff coming up here soon. We mentioned the groundbreaking, and we're going to have our annual meeting that same day. If you're a member of the Price Tower, encourage everyone to come to the annual meeting. It'll be on the 29th at
noon.
Right before that, there will be the official groundbreaking for the Tower Center at Unity Square. And so invite everybody down to that. But tell us about what's coming up after that at the tower. I know there's more stuff coming with the egg drop.
We do have the egg drop challenge, okay. is what we're calling it this year, which is the challenge of being able to drop an egg off the ninth floor of the tower and seeing if you can get it.
Closest to the target, to center of the target without breaking the egg.
Or the biggest splat is
many
also.
Many people have gone in for that one, too.
So they have a couple of different prizes, but that's March the 23rd. It starts at 9:30, and they'll actually do the drops at 10. So that's coming right up as well. And then right after that, starting in April, on April 6th, we're having the Bartlesville Art Association, which is one of our great partners that it will be having their art show. And that'll be through the 28th. But also during that time, we'll have the youth art show, which is area youths that we do a lot of work with the community schools around this area to encourage art in their classes. We bring in a lot of students to actually tour the building, and this will be an opportunity for them to have their art displayed at the Price Tower, and that'll be from April 6th through May 5th. And there'll be competitions, you know, they'll be judging in different categories for that as well. So that's going to be great. We have exhibits. That'll be another exhibit coming May the 17th. So they'll take down the existing exhibit, and they'll we'll be putting up a new one, and that's going to be it's called Images of the Floating World, and it's going to be a lot of intricate prints that are going to be more from the Asian flair. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful setup, so we'll have that right after the youth art shows.
Always stuff going on down there, all about getting people to engage and go into the tower.
Yeah,
right?
it's a living
building.
Brad, right? You had mentioned the memberships, and and that's really something that is important to me and to the tower, simply because it allows people to feel like that they are supporting it and being a part of it and becoming a member. There's a couple of different levels, and you get, you know, discounts off of our gift shop, which is amazing things in there, discounts off of, you know, food up at the Copper. But it does allow everybody at so many different levels to feel like they're a part of it. And so we are finalizing our new
party for openings for all the shows. You can come to get the gift shop,
the exhibits,
discounts there. The gift shop really is something people need to check out. It's got a lot of interesting things,
right?
And very cool.
Yeah, so we're gonna be looking for a lot of information about our memberships, because that's going to be one of the critical things that I'm going to be working on probably in the second quarter of this year, is to drive as many people to be a part of the tower. I mean, it is here. It's in our community. You know, become a member. Take advantage of what's here.
And the individual memberships are important. And obviously, I want to encourage the upper levels. But in many cases, the family membership is probably your best buy.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. It is the best buy, especially if you've got kids. Because we have, you know, family fun days, which are on Sundays, so that gives you access to those kind of things, and the opportunity to really indoctrinate your kids into art, and, you know, the elements to architecture.
Mm-hmm. There's an architecture camp.
There is an architecture camp this summer that we've had for a number of years. That is a week long camp that kids love, and I think can be a part, and, you know, kind of start that love of architecture, because when they start really looking at the Price Tower from an architectural perspective, it is pretty amazing how, you know, the corners and, you know, when you start looking at how the handrails are a duplicate of some of the trim that's mm-hmm. around the, you know, the rooms and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You start to really see how somebody like Frank Lloyd Wright thought and the levels that he went to in order to incorporate, you know, the architectural features. Excellent. Some of it are really intriguing, and some of it were not viewed as very functional, especially if you had an office in that building, you know. But they're amazing.
That's another
story.
You
can get information on that at your website, I assume?
Yes. Yes, our website, pricetower.org.
Memberships, all the events we talked about, everything coming up at the tower is available there, so go check that out. After you've gone to DungeonsChoice.com and shopped for your vehicle or scheduled your service appointment.
And you can do that with or without an appointment on 995 right. Oil Change, and they will do a deep inspection of the vehicle while you've got it in there.
Every time you're in, that's right.
Well, thank you. Rick, congratulations. publicly on your new position. I know
thank
you've been
you.
There for a while, but thank you for coming in this morning. News on the way next from CBS.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.